10 o'clock.
Good morning, and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. We're glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Lord's blessings to everyone in Christ Jesus today. Thanks for being here with us this morning for our service. We are blessed to be together on this fifth Sunday of Easter this morning. Remember, it's the Lord that leads us where he has us go. And he's brought us here today by his grace and his mercy to give us his gifts of the forgiveness of sins, life, hope, and peace in him. And he's faithful to do it, and we're glad that you made it. We welcome those who are tuned in on the radio this morning or those who are watching later on our service online. Thanks for joining us as well. Our service begins this morning with our hymn of invocation. That's hymn 807. And we invite the congregation to please stand on the last verse of that hymn as well. Let's sing together, When Morning Gilds the Skies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you this day. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask forgiveness. Deliver and restore me, that I may rest in peace. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We continue with our introit this morning from Psalm 145 and John 16. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. I extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me. We continue with our Kyrie. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading for this morning on the fifth Sunday of Easter comes from the book of Acts in the eighth chapter. We begin in verse 26. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. We continue now with our epistle lesson for this morning from 1 John chapter 4. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." This is the word of the Lord. We invite the congregation to please stand for our Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Glory to you,
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Would you join us now in confessing our faith this morning to the words of the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. We invite you now to join us in singing our hymn of the day for this morning. That's hymn 633, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing.
Thank you.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Don't know if you've noticed this or not, but it's getting close to summertime here in the San Luis Valley. Spring is in full spring. It's in the air. You can smell it, you can see it. You can definitely feel it when the wind's blowing. But this means some fun activities probably for your future. Camping, hiking, right? These summertime things, these campfires with s'mores and fishing. Fishing. That's my favorite. I don't know what your jam is for the summer, but mine's fishing. I don't know if I said that or not. Maybe you just like sitting out on the front stoop or the front porch of your house when the weather's beautiful and hearing the birds, seeing the green grass. Whatever your jam is, I hope you get to do a lot of it in the coming months. For the young ones, it often means for them swimming lessons. Did you do that when you were young? Somebody hauled you down to the pool? You need to learn to stay safe in the water, right? It all makes sense. One of the first lessons that you learn, think back, was floating. Floating is one of the first things that kids learn in the pool. And it's a good example for us today when it comes to our teaching from John chapter 15. Why? And floating, you have to learn to relax in order to accomplish the task. Try too hard and you won't float. You'll sink. It's the water that floats you, not you or me. Overthinkers know this. Trying too hard, overthinking nearly any task in life will completely ruin it and take the joy out of it. Make it no fun at all. You're saying, okay, what does this have to do with the text? Well, this morning Jesus says, it's chapter 15, verse 1 of our gospel from John. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. You got to notice, those are the only two active roles in making fruit. Only two. The vine, it's pretty busy, and the vine dresser. He goes on, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus says. Can you see what he's saying? How he's explaining our lives as believers. It's not really about getting everything right. Trying too hard. Overthinking our life. It's about remaining where he put you. Or as he calls it, abiding in him. See, a branch on a vine is a beautiful example because it can't produce fruit by trying really hard, by putting pressure on itself. It can't produce fruit by becoming the expert. It's about remaining where he put it, abiding, staying connected to the vine, dare we say only staying connected to the vine. When it comes to Christian life, that's it. Right on the point. You can't get fruit from a branch by trying to squeeze it and force it or put a bunch of pressure on it. Our Lord knows this. The branch is going to make fruit only, exclusive language, only if it's connected to the vine. And Jesus told us, God the Father prunes the vine. He'll cut off the parts that are useless, lifeless, and dead. But here's the amazing part for you and for me this morning is that he bears the burden of this, even though we think we do. Jesus produces all that we need. Our job? It's quite simple, in fact. Stay connected. Have you been trying to prune your own life? Trying to fix all the problems? Trying to make everything work just right, and then what happens? It still doesn't. Cut out all the bad things that you don't like from your life. Set with a trajectory on some kind of what utopian idea that life is just going to all of a sudden one day turn into this glorious thing that you always thought it would be. And then it still doesn't. Then something else happens. Something else changes that you never saw coming. We can actually hurt other people in that pruning process. And we do it often. Or we don't. Got somebody in our life that kind of hard to deal with. So let's just prune them out of there. Hold on. God the Father is the vine dresser. And he teaches us to love one another. Did you hear it in 1 John this morning? If somebody doesn't love, then they're not from God. Are we pruning for his purpose? Is that what we're up to? Or for our own? For a worldly idea of pleasure and to get our lusts fulfilled and our bellies full? Is that why we're pruning? God's going to do it differently than we're going to do it. He'll grow us differently than we try to grow ourselves. Imagine your Christian life this way, like floating in the swimming pool. I think it's a good way to see it. Floating is an active engagement, but it's a dependent activity. An engagement that requires trust in that which is floating you. Stay connected to the vine. Stay in his word all the time. This is what Jesus is saying. Stay connected. God will do the rest. Trying too hard won't make you any better. Won't make me any better. Only Jesus can do that. He's the vine. The Father's the vine dresser. Think of Peter when he's out on the lake, remember? Out on the sea. And Jesus tells him to step out of the boat, out into the middle of the sea on a dark night. And Peter actually stood on top of the water until fear tempted him to take control, and then he sank. But Jesus saved him, grabbed him by the arm, and pulled him back up out of that water. Can you feel him? Doing the same for us this morning? When we got all wrapped up in trying to prune our own lives, try to fix things our way, try to make this plant grow the way we think it should grow, and then there's Jesus who grabs us sinking in that mess by the arm with his mighty grip of his word and pulls us up once again to remember that Jesus told us this morning, without me, you can do nothing. Gotta shake that one, right? Say what? Without me, you can do nothing. like a branch. If it's disconnected from that vine, it withers, it turns brown, and it dries out, and it's thrown into the fire and burned. Don't go on your try, friends. Just stay connected to Him. Abide. Consider it this way. Abiding in Jesus means what? It means staying right where He put you to begin with. Me too. What brought us to faith the very first time? What was it? What gave us the status we have as children of God? What gives us forgiveness? What produced faith within us? His Word. All the while, every situation, everything, it's been His Word. His grace, His Spirit, His Word. Because one day, we saw this simple but profound truth. And do you know what it was? I know you do, or you wouldn't be sitting here. That we need Jesus. Simple but profound. We need Him. It's the same lesson Peter learned that night out on his little trust float thing that didn't work out so well. By the cross and the resurrection of Christ, by the gift of His Word and His Spirit, this is where He wants us to abide, to remain dependent on Christ. We struggle to trust. We struggle to trust anything but our try. But if we're really honest and we start examining everything that's good about us as Christians, then we see it. It's been Christ. It's been His Word that's made us who we are. If there's anything good about me, it came from Him. When He Himself worked within me by grace and mercy only through His Word. We still need Him. So stay there. Right there where He put you. Abide in Him. Abide in that pure need in every situation in your life. Christian life is very active. But active only in a way that requires dependence. That's where we all started. It's what brought us to our knees, to our baptism. It's what brings us to confess our sins and to receive of the Lord's Supper. It's dependence on Him to hold us up, to float. The lesson from John 15 this morning, stop trying to become someone. He'll grow you. How many times is it just hard to hear that? But we know we need it. Stop trying to become someone. You're drunk on it. Who are you going to be? Who am I going to be? Knock, 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 knock. Knock it off. He'll grow you. And He'll prune you. His way, not yours, not mine. We can learn this active dependence, learn to float, stay connected, abide in Him because He gave us His Word. Our every effort should be focused on what then? On His Word. Oh yes, it's true. According to John, Jesus is the Word. And you have the Word, and I have it, and we have it together. The witness of the apostles, our Bibles, they are our connection to the vine. The Word of God is what's holding us up, friends. It's His mighty grip that keeps our head above the waters of sin and death and that keeps us connected to the vine. So we should put our effort there. Staying connected to the vine. Living always hearing His Word. Every morning, every night, every Sunday. But here's another place where we trust our try instead of the vine dresser. We pick up our Bibles often and praise God for that. But we often think, I need to read the Bible and try to swallow a lot. Way more than we need to. We try to become experts sometimes on some theological thing or whatever's going on in the text in our reading. We try too hard. And then sometimes people just set it aside, say, I don't really understand this. Remember floating. Remember that. And just take one or two verses. Just one or two. It can be from the Psalms, could be from the book of Romans, could be from the Proverbs. Grab them. Two, maybe three if you want. Spend a little time, read those and think about what they mean. And then don't forget them. Let them be your buoyancy all day long and watch how God brings those verses back to you again and again and again throughout your day and your night. Then the next morning, find a couple more. Doesn't have to be complicated. Doesn't have to get crazy theological. It's His Word. It's Christ Himself. Don't try too hard. Or just branches. Stay connected and let God make the fruit. This morning He wants you to actively relax in Him. He's in control of this thing. You are not. I am not. We're forgiven. Don't doubt it. Then the next day, grab a couple more verses and do the same exact thing. It's the water that floats us. It's not us. Our goals in this life and God's goals are drastically different. Overthinking it won't help, but staying connected to the vine will. Abide in Him as we focus our efforts there, as we live and as we work and as we play this summer. He'll bring the fruit so that we can hear the words. One day, enter thou in, my good and faithful servant, in Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now come to the time in our service for our offering. As our offerings are collected and presented this morning, we sing together hymn 632, O Jesus, Blessed Lord, to Thee. We pray for our offering. Lord Jesus Christ, you're the one that provides us all that we need in this body and life, Lord, and many of the things that we want. Lord, we pray that these gifts brought to you this day would be used humbly in your service, that others may hear of the great and wonderful things you've done for them through the gospel of your Son's death and resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen. We now come to the time in our service for the prayer of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, your only Son came in the flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. Protect us from all false teaching and the spirit of the Antichrist, that we may always confess Christ to be our only true God and remain faithful to him. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you've grafted us into the vine of your Son. Prune us and cut off from us all sin and dead works, that we may always draw life from your Son and produce the fruits of faith and good works. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Savior of all people, in the water of baptism, you welcome sinners into your kingdom and give them life. Grant that we would always honor and extol this gift and let nothing prevent people from it. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, give health and guidance to our president and all who are in authority, that they may serve honorably and in accord with your good order. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you hear and answer your children in their hour of need. Lord, give aid to those who are in need today, and those we name from the altar especially. The family of Vicki Krizen, Bill Van Giesen, William Tanner, Emily Johnson, and her family, John Brownell, Ava Hoffman, Leonard V. Hill, Sean Austin, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Jury, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, grant that all these that we've brought to you by name and in our hearts this morning, that they would bear their crosses with faith, ever looking to you, and so fix their hearts where true joy is found. Lord, and see the beautiful message that you truly are their Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Oh God, you are love. And you always reveal your love through your Son. Grant that all who come to you and to your feast of love may worthily eat of Christ's body and blood, so that whoever abides in this love forever abides in you and you in him. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Father, you are gracious and you are merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Hear and answer our prayers that we've brought before you today. Lord, also those that sit on our hearts, even this morning. We bring them to you for the sake of Jesus Christ. Lord, may all your believers bless your holy name and live for you as you reign forever and ever. Amen. You've been joining us on the radio this morning. We thank you for tuning in to our service today and wish you the Lord's blessings in Christ as you go about your coming week according to His will. If you're gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning, we invite you to stand if you're able and turn over to page 9 in your bulletin for our service of the Holy Sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day. For the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
KSPK.